Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment on Haftaros of the 3 weeks. So now we're in the second of the 3 weeks, and we will now go on to the next Haftorah. The second Haftorah basically picks up from where the first one left off. It begins in Yirmiyahu, second chapter, fourth verse. It is not the entirety of the rest of the second chapter, but it's the vast majority of the rest of the second chapter, and then there's one more verse from the third chapter. But in any event, picking up with Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Ko Amar Hashem, so said God, Ma Matzu Avoseichem Bi Avel, what problem did your fathers find with me? Ki Rachaku Me'aloi, they distanced themselves with me, Vayelchu Acharei Hevel Vayabalu, and they followed nothingness, and their lives became nothingness. And the Radak explains that God is reflecting on this bewildering point that an earlier generation, after coming into the land of Israel, this very sacred place, ultimately starts serving Avodah Zarah, idols. And what was their problem? What was the issue? Verse 6, For lo amru ayei Hashem hame'alo sanu me'eretz Yisrael, and they didn't ask themselves, where is God who took us out of Egypt? Hamolicho sanu Bamidbar, Ba'aretz Arava v'shucha, Ba'aretz Tziya v'tzalmaves, Ba'aretz lo'avar ba'ish v'yoshav adam sham. He took us out of Egypt, and he sustained us in this desert that lo yoshav adam sham. Literally, no one lived there. Radak explains it wasn't an inhabitable place. And yet our nation lived there for 40 years. How could it be? And in turn, in verse 7, Va'viyaschem al Eretz HaKarmel, after taking you out of the desert, I brought you into this land in Israel of such beautiful fruit and goodness. And you came and you defiled my land. And you made my inheritance an abomination. And this is one of the core points that we reflect on during the three-week period, which is not only we sinned, that's the reference at the very beginning, we did Avodah Zarah as a people, we did idol worship, but where's the appreciation for God? Not even asking one to be a person of faith per se, just a person of history. Do you not see that God did all this for the Jewish people? Why doesn't that help when you come into the land of Israel? And this theme of seeing the good in God, seeing the good in the land of Israel, seeing the good in other people, right? We know that the Second Temple is destroyed because of sinas chinam, baseless hatred, which on a basic level means we didn't have the appropriate appreciation for each other. All of it seems to come back to the same point, that if we can't see good in people and the things around us, we're going to have a very difficult time making the right decisions. It's very interesting that it's the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. One of the rabbis there quotes as the three things that take a person out of this world. So one of the things he says is Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the following of desires. We can relate to that. Yeah. I mean, there are people whose lives are totally ruined based on addiction and things of that sort. Sinas Habrios, hatred of people. We were taught about that. We know the power of baseless hatred. But the other thing that he mentions is Ayin Ra, a bad eye, looking at things without a positive attitude, looking at things without a spirit of graciousness. It's a very powerful thing to think about. Now, continuing in the rebuke of the Jewish people, we have Pasuk Ches, verse 8. HaKohanim lo amru ayei Hashem. This is the second level of the problem. The people didn't see the hand of God, didn't believe that there was a hand of God relevant for their lives, and they turned to idols instead. But the Kohanim, the priests, the people in leadership positions, they didn't say to the people, are you trying to find God? What are you serving idols for? Worry about God. And those who held on to the Torah didn't know me. Though they were Torah scholars, there was something that they didn't register in their relationship with God. We'll talk more about that next time. And the shepherds, the people in leadership positions, sinned against me. And the prophets gave prophecy based on Baal, based on Avodah Zarah, based on another god. And they went, the people went after forces that couldn't really help them. It's very important to realize what he means when he talks about the prophets here. Many times in Klal Yisrael's history, there were true prophets and false prophets. He doesn't mean that every prophet prophecy like the Avodah Zarah, but he means that there were prophets that did. But this point is something that many, many prophecies come back to. It's not only people are acting in an inappropriate way. Where's the leadership? Why aren't they telling them more? Why aren't they rebuking them? It's an important thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.